todolisthome.com. Welcome. I'm your host, Tony Teolis, and I'm keeping track of things to do for a better life. Today is August 8, 2012, and this is episode 119, Food, Not Lawns, Book Review. Today, I introduce you to Food, Not Lawns by Heather C. Flores. America's biggest export is topsoil. Each year, America exports through its waterways enough topsoil to fill a train full of boxcars that can wrap around the earth 7 times. American lawns and industrial farming make waste of one of our most vital resources. It's actually a matter of grave national security when you think about it. The first thing I learned from this book was that the amount of time, energy, and money Americans expend on their front and back lawns is more detrimental to the future of this nation than industrial farming. Lawns use 10 times as many chemicals as industrial farmland. Pesticides, fertilizers, and herbicides leak into our groundwater and evaporate in the air, causing widespread pollution that is hard to see or imagine from the front porch. American lawns also consume more than 270 billion gallons of water each week. I learned how I can create different ways of capturing and holding water on our property other than just using rain barrels under the rain spouts. Thanks to Food Not Lawns. This book gives great practical ideas on creating swales to hold and move water to where it can best serve gardens. It also helped me make plans for recycling gray water or the wastewater from washing clothes and dishes. The pond and natural filter system that the book prescribes is one that almost anyone can adjust to and implement for their own home. The section on permaculture is really great because it explains how easy it is to incorporate the principles of permaculture into any home gardening plan. The book explains hugelkultur and how to include this practice of building gardens on top of buried wood for long-term sustainability. The greatest thing about this book is the easy-to-follow plan for building community. Food Not Lawns will get you started to share your established gardens with your neighbors. Food Not Lawns is an important book for beginning gardeners because it will open minds to long-term visions. This book is also a great reference for gardeners who want to learn methods for making their gardens more productive while diminishing irrigation and maintenance needs. People who think that political leaders and government will solve our problems would benefit from reading this book because they will learn that the lifestyle practices necessary for creating a better future begin at home. Food Not Lawns will teach you to grow food and share that knowledge with your community, which is more important for a future that will have more expensive food. This book is available for $16 and would make a great gift for people who want to play an important role in the future of America or any country. A link to the book can be found in the show notes and the book list at todolisthome.com. Go to todolisthome.com for more about things to do for a better life. And while you're there, get your free copy of 3 Things to Do for a Better Life. That's it for today. Now go and read something useful.